here this morning, coffee prices continue to rise, and many people think the coffee companies are taking us all for a ride. And you can't help wondering if that's not really true. Maxwell House has just changed their commercial jingle to the theme from Shaft. There are other ways to see that coffee prices are really going up, too. For instance, from now on, when you buy a Mr. Coffee coffee maker, it'll come with a free box of Gucci filters. Gucci, see, is an expensive department store in New York. See, if you have questions, write them down. We'll go over it after class. The Carter administration seems all set to take over in 2 weeks. Jimmy spent the last few days making sure that, well, for instance, the seats on his cabinet were shared by Democrats and Republicans, and the seats in Congress were shared by Democrats and Republicans. One thing that you can be sure is shared by Democrats and Republicans, our money. That's what... Boy, is East Square Department. WDRQ General Manager Tom Mosher was at a party last weekend in Southfield. Around midnight, somebody said they'd sure like to smoke a joint, so Tom lit his elbow. He'd really do that, too. The Jerry St. James Hot Flash News takes time out this morning to salute Ace Goodman, a World War I stunt pilot who on this very day back in 1917 became the first man to tap dance on the wing of an in-flight airplane. He was also the first man to be scraped off Cleveland. Finally in the news this morning here. Oh, dear. The Better Business Bureau has issued a report saying that bars in Detroit are doing a great business, especially the popular singles bars. Of course, there is a problem with singles bars. They're a lot like bakeries. Get there too late and all the good buns are gone.